This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. With less than a week to go before the Iowa caucuses, most of the Democratic presidential candidates are campaigning heavily in that state. But Wesley Clark has a different strategy. The retired Army general was a late entry into the presidential race, and he's decided to skip Iowa and focus on New Hampshire. According to some polls, the move is beginning to show results. From New Hampshire, NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
It appears General Wesley Clark had the right strategy to skip the Iowa caucuses and focus on New Hampshire. His crowds here have been getting larger and his poll numbers better. And while the campaign is not quite talking about a win here on January 27th, there is a sense they're moving in the right direction. So when the campaign got word that General Clark was about to be attacked by the campaign of John Kerry, Clark's strategist, Chris Lehane, literally couldn't wait.
We just want to provide you guys with all the facts so that you have the context to be able to write a completely fair and balanced story.
Anticipating the assault, Lehane was already distributing what he called a pre-buttle. Flashing a big smile, Lehane was gloating about the fact that his candidate was being targeted.
A negative attacks are the greatest form of flattery. It means that our campaign is doing something right.
The polls show Clark gaining on Howard Dean, the clear leader in New Hampshire, and some show him surpassing Kerry, the Massachusetts senator once thought to be the favorite here, as well as Senator Joe Lieberman, who, like Clark, has eschewed Iowa for New Hampshire. Clark has plenty of money in the bank and ads on television. The latest is an Oprah-like account of his being raised by a single mother. Both on the air and on the stump, Clark is trying to expand his numbers by appealing to more women.
I'm a new grandfather. My grandson was born on Christmas Day.
With a life-size colored cow staring over his shoulder, Clark sat down with a mostly female group of employees of the Stonyfield Farms Company in Londonderry. Painting himself as a kinder, gentler general, he's promising everything from equal pay for women to better daycare, paid maternity leaves, and more accommodations for families and children.
In the Army, I made sure that all of my soldiers had time for their families, whether to attend PTA meetings or baseball games. And I want the same for all Americans.
It was enough to sway some. Jennifer Konstankos, a 30-year-old communications manager at Stonyfield, says a few weeks ago she was leaning toward Dean, but now she says she's more interested in Clark.
I hear more of a commitment to women and women's issues coming from him, whereas from Dean I hear a very, you know, anti-Iraq, Bush foreign policy on that issue, and when, to me, issues for women are more important to me, so...
Polls show Clark still lagging among women. State Representative Marjorie Smith, a Clark supporter, has heard the concerns, but she says women are now beginning to see the retired general as more measured than macho.
When you see him, he's slightly smaller, I think, physically than you would expect a general to be. He is more muted in some ways. There is no swagger in this man at all. You would never hear Wesley Clark saying, bring him on. He does not need to go to war to have anyone think that he is strong. He's already been there and done that.
The anger with President Bush over the war in Iraq is about the biggest issue you hear among Democrats in New Hampshire, and many are choosing their candidate accordingly. Monica McNally, a 50-year-old insurance salesperson from Lee, says she may like Dean better overall, but she says she's now leaning toward Clark because she thinks he might have a better chance of winning in November.
He's got more experience internationally, for sure, so it makes me more confident that he would be able to go head-to-head with Bush, whereas I think Dean does not have enough background to do that.
Indeed, it's not hard to find Republicans in New Hampshire who like Wes Clark.
I wanted to, just get it cleaned up here and over the years, really.
Is this haircut on the record?
When Clark made an unplanned stop at Dick's Barbershop in Concord, with about two dozen reporters in tow, the folksy photo op uncovered an unexpected endorsement for Clark from the barber.
You realize that I am a registered Republican, but you are my candidate.
Thank you very much.
After Dick Terrell gave the general a good clean cut, he asked Clark for a picture. Terrell says he trusts Clark to repair America's image around the world and smooth relations with other countries. As a Republican, Dick Terrell can't vote in the Democratic primary, but the support from Republicans like him may well bolster Clark's claims to be the one Democrat with broad enough appeal to defeat President Bush in November. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Concord, New Hampshire.